Good evening. The time is now 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Gary McBride. Welcome to Opera Box. This evening we'll be sampling a few new releases, one from Bernard Ryans, his opera Vincent, and Jean-Baptiste Lully's opera Perseus. First, let's listen to the opera, part of the opera Vincent, based on the life of Vincent van Gogh. The composer is Bernard Ryans. The librettist is J.D. McClatchy. The world premiere was at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music back in April of 2011. And a brand new recording was just released this year on the Naxos label in 2017. And we hear the premier performers, including the Indiana University Philharmonic Orchestra and Opera Chorus, Arthur Fagan conducting. Let's listen now to excerpts from the first act of Vincent by Bernard Ryans.
The village they do in the dark. Sin is a dark flame. Here, like this, it licks them. Lick, lick, lick. But that is not all there is. Oh, no, no. I copy, working not in color but in flesh, flesh that swirls and glides, that grabs the light. God is the light, all sin eclipse.
Does not want to be praised. He wants to be served.
But look at these, Father. Vincent has talent. Surely God can be served by those who draw his creation. Look, look.
God's work is not bowls of fruit or women standing under trees.
Look,
Vincent will be a pastor like his grandfather and father before him.
But your own brother, Uncle Saint, is an art dealer. He lives in Paris. You must let Vincent work for him. You must let him study and improve. Look!
Art cannot satisfy my Vincent. I know my boy. Art is a shadow. Vincent wants the light.
Father, please, I know what Vincent wants, what he needs. He will live with Uncle, work in the gallery, study and copy and learn. How could God be displeased?
You know I want to help you, Vincent. I want to give you a future. A future with the firm. I have spoken with your father.
Yes, sir. I'm grateful, sir.
You have talent, a good eye, a sense of things, and you can draw. Being surrounded by great art should be an inspiration to you, give you a good head for business. Look. Look at that couple there. They have paused just long enough for you gently to slip a silver hook in their mouths. Go. Go!
Madame, monsieur, may I be of assistance to you? I like cows. A sense of contentment. Yes, cows.
He likes cows. Cows.
They remind me of my board of directors and their wives.
Bertrand!
Perhaps monsieur would look at this engraving.
The grandeur is sublime, sublime. The seriousness of purpose.
To gaze on these
at dinner time, collecting is a cautious, cautious thing, a cautious thing.
I'm not sure I understand.
This doesn't have cows. Is it meant to be a forest? It looks like a toast rack. The engraving is more honest. How can it be? It's less expensive. God sees the space between the lines. The clarity of this black is like the pupil of the Almighty's eye. It looks through you.
The grandeur is sublime, sublime. The seriousness of purpose.
Grandeur, madam, may I interest you in grandeur?
If it fits our minusity, young men, about the length of my daughter's limb. And in a somewhat paler blue, I was thinking of this garden gate.
Now, madam, Can't you see they are both the entrance to sorrow? Look at this, ladies, look, look!
And what, pray, do you know about art, young man?
We are not talking about art, madam. Are we? We are talking about furniture. And I am talking about God. Look, this man understands. This is how we give ourselves to others. This is how we make ourselves worthy of love.
Mr. Mahone!
Madam, I beg your pardon, madam. He is just an apprentice learning the trade, and obviously he has not learned much. A thousand apologies, madam. Good afternoon, ladies. What was that all about, you young fool?
They understand nothing. How can you let them in here?
This is a business, Vincent. Your father and I thought you and your brother might join us, but obviously we were mistaken.
Sir, please. I can't live the way you do. Look around. This is not art, but what does that matter? This, none of this, this is not what God asks of us. In Paris. I have seen how we may grow rich in God. You know that it is written, the world passeth away.
This is not the place for that. This is not the place for such ideas.
Let me go, sir. Please, you're right. Of course you are right. When the apple is ripe, a soft breeze makes it fall from the tree. Myself falling, sir. Falling, falling, falling in the hands of the Lord.
You have talent, boy. Art is good business. The Lord doesn't need you, Vincent. No one needs you.
The grandeur is sublime, sublime. The sins, the sins, the purpose.
And the frame,
and the frame, just look at the frame.
To eat will be
at dinner time,
collecting.
Cautious game.
Help me again.
Help.
Again.
Again. Again.
Help us, O Lord.
No.
Help me again.
Again. Again. Again. Again.
Let me
again
be held.
Yeah.
us, will lead us from the darkness into light.
That was the first three scenes from Act One of Vincent, an opera in two acts by the English composer Bernard Rands. I really enjoyed that. That's from a brand new Naxos release from 2017 of a performance given by the University of Indiana Jacobs School of Music Philharmonic Orchestra and Opera Chorus conducted by Arthur Fagan. We heard the voices of Christopher Burchett, Will Perkins, Jason Eck, Zachary Coates, Daniel Lentz, Jacqueline Matava, Michael Day, Robin Freeman, Raynell Krauss, Shannon Love, Sarah Martin, Benjamin McVetti, Julian Morris, Eric Mowry, Charles Lyon Stewart, Hugh Jung Lee, Margaret Music, Eileen Jenkins, Angela Klock, Lisa Reunion, James Martinez, Christopher Burchett, and Stephen Pace. Rands has composed one other opera entitled Belladonna, which premiered in Aspen in 1999. I would look forward to seeing a performance of that, and I would hope that Mr. Rands would consider composing more operas. He obviously has a flair for it. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU, and coming up after the break, we'll be hearing another new opera release, this one from March of this year, of the opera Perseus by Jean-Baptiste Lully. This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by My Local Music Lesson, enabling busy families and professionals to arrange for music lessons in the comfort of their own homes or at the location of their choice. My Local Music Lessons uses certified and fully vetted instructors to teach string, voice, and percussion lessons of various kinds. For more information, it can be found at mylocalmusiclessons.com. That's one word, mylocalmusiclessons.com. Join us every Monday evening from 10 to midnight for The Present Edge. The best new music in the classical tradition. Organic, electronic, experimental, art as sound, essential music, up to the minute. The Present Edge, every Monday from 10 to midnight right here on KGNU. Perseus is a tragic lyric opera with music by Jean-Baptiste Lully and libretto by Philippe Quinault, first performed in April of 1682 at the Royal Palace Opera Theater in Paris. There's a brand new recording of this that just came out a few months ago, back in March. And we're going to be listening now to part of Act One. So the first, two-thirds or so of Act One. And I'll give you a brief synopsis of the story of Perseus, if you're not up to date. The action takes place in the palace of King Cepheus and Queen Cassiopeia of Ethiopia. King Cepheus expresses the terror his people feel for the snake-haired Medusa. Anyone who looks on her turns to stone. The goddess Juno has sent Medusa to punish the queen for her insolence in comparing her own beauty to that of the goddess. And we all know that with the gods, that's a no-no. In an effort to appease Juno's wrath, Cassiopeia has prepared a celebration of games in her honor. And we learn that Meropas, the queen's sister, secretly loves Perseus. However, Perseus loves and is loved by Andromeda, the king's daughter. Andromeda is betrothed to Phineas, her uncle, who in an agony of jealousy accuses her of not returning his love, suspecting that she loves another. Is that clear? Andromeda assures him that she will fulfill her duty to love him, and as the act ends, we learn that Juno has rejected the sacrifices made in her honor. Messengers arrive with the terrible news that Medusa has taken more victims, of course, leading us to want to know what happens in Act Two. Let's listen to the, let's say, two-thirds, three-quarters of the first act of Perseus. The concert spiritual, conducted by Hervé Niquet, is joined by vocalist Catherine Watson, Marie Lenormand, Jean Tétien, Hélène Guillemette, Tassis Christianus, Chantal Saint-Jeffrey, Cyril Dubois, and Thomas Dolie in Act One of the tragic lyric opera Perseus by Jean-Baptiste Lully.
Thank you. mi dise, ne reviene servir so fideste gurù. O venit io via meloise soumise, che l'espérance me permise, si le ciel contre tu me toujours étrarme, oh, si gino que votre orgueil offense n'aurait de sa vengeance, ce serait mio tournoi d'un peu inanimé.
Heureuse épouse, heureuse mère, trouvez-vous dans ce glorieux, je ne peux m'empêcher d'exciter la colère de l'épouse du Dieu, la terre et des cieux. J'ai comparé ma gloire à sa gloire immortelle, déesse punie ma fierté criminelle, mais j'espère fléchir son gourou rigoureux. J'ordonne les élèves, l'honneur de Juno, conseilleux ou préval, mon orgueil offensant cette divinité. Il faut que mon réserve répare le crime de ma vanité.
Consent pas aux yeux de L'amour n'a-t-il rien à me dire? Ne ferez-vous jamais parler que le devoir? Merci à ce vous plaire et d'une vaine excuse. Vous voulez éplouir mon amour outragé, mais la raison me désabuse. Ah, ah, puisqu'il a si tôt changé, non, jamais votre cœur ne fut bien engagé.
Son péril peut vous troubler. Je vous laisse inhumaine, je voulais ne tenir mon bonheur que de vous. Mais puisque ma tendresse est belle, songez qu'à peine à nommer votre époux.
We'll leave you there at the games in honor of Medusa from Act One of Perseus by Jean-Baptiste Lully. We've been listening to Le Concert Spirituel, conducted by Hervé Niquet. Well, you've been listening to Opera Box here on KGNU. This is Gary McBride, your host. Hoping you've enjoyed the last hour of opera. And will join us every Monday evening at 7, between 7 and 8, right here on KGNU. Coming up this evening on KGNU, we continue with classical music with a Classic Monday coming up at the top of the hour. And then we will round out the day with a Present Edge avant-garde music from 10 until midnight.
Join KGNU for our summer record and CD sale at our Denver home, 700 Kalamath Street, on Sunday, August 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and again Friday, September 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. With many generous donations from our volunteers, listeners, and local record retailers, we will be well stocked for any music lover. We have your fix of soul, funk, folk, country, and all eras of jazz, yacht rock, classic rock, hip-hop, hard rock, and overstock. New music from aspiring artists, an incredible collection of vintage Jazz 78s, a trove of live jam band recordings, and other unexpected surprises await. Get your digits dusty with fellow music lovers and support your community radio station either Sunday, August 27th or Friday, September 1st, 700 Kalamath Street in Denver.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, and 93.7 FM in Nederland. The time is now 8 o'clock. Welcome to Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride, your host, and we have a special treat for you. We're here in the KGNU studios this evening with Sharon Park, who is the music curator of the Derry Center for the Performing Arts here in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming to visit us, and thanks for being the music curator. I know that must be a challenging job. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I want to focus on this fall's programming.
Sure.
And of the many concerts that you've got at the Derry Center, you've got a number of concerts that feature classical music.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we should talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But before we do, I want to find out a little bit about you. Now, this is your first season as music curator at
Correct.
The Derry.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a history of music making.